Hello and good day to you. This is your friend and your brother, AOB Olagunju. I believe your day has been going fine, regardless of the happenings around you. There is no doubt that the world has been going through a very trying time. And that is why I'm here to say to you, be strong. You need to be strong. I don't know how many times you have heard this, but you see, you can never hear too much of this. There is no better time for us to exhibit our faith and demonstrate strength than this period. Walking in fear cannot help us. It's been said that the fear of a thing is more deadly than the thing itself. Coronavirus has come, and coronavirus will go. You see, the reward you get out of the war depends on the confidence you demonstrate in the war, because it takes confidence to win any battle in life. It is a challenging time for every one of us world over. So wherever you may be in any part of the world you are listening to me right now, I want you to be strong. Don't be afraid. There is no safety in fear. It only multiplies our sorrow and minimizes our chances of winning the battle. The battle over coronavirus is winnable if only we can be strong. Say to yourself, this too shall pass away. Remember, God never promised us a trouble-free life, but He promised to be with us in the middle of the storm. We are only victims of what we are afraid of. Every man is a victim of his fear. So you are not alone in this. I want you to walk with the confidence that God is with you. God has not left you alone. And if God be for you, nothing can be against you, not even the so dreaded coronavirus. If God cannot be infected by coronavirus, then you can't be infected. You are safe in His arm. You are safe under His canopy. You are safe under His shield. You are safe under His covering. So I want you to be strong. I want you to build your faith. Don't give in to fear. Don't give in to the lies of the devil. Because this is actually a time like this that the devil moves about giving lies, telling people reasons why to be afraid, making them feel like the end has come. No, the end has not come. God has not brought you this far to leave you alone. He hasn't brought you this far to abandon you. He is not a God of incomplete project. Just like the writer said, we should be confident of this very thing, that the one who has begun the good work in our lives will bring it to perfection, even unto the day of Christ. God has not brought you this far to leave you alone. Friend, I'm telling you again, you are not alone. You are not alone. No evil shall come near you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Yourself and your loved ones, you are kept, you are preserved. But you need to be strong. You need to be strong. Just as our faith draws us closer to God and commit Him in the affairs of our lives, the same way fear draws the enemy closer to us to fulfill His assignment in our lives. It takes faith to please God, and it takes faith to attract the enemy. It is my prayer that all through this season, you will not fall victim of any form of evil. your faith will not fail. You see, nothing fails in your life until your faith fails. That was why when Jesus sensed that the enemy, Satan, was about to attack Peter, he never prayed against the attack. He only prayed that his faith failed not. He prayed that Peter will not lose his faith. For as long as your faith is intact, then be rest assured that your life is saved. I pray that God will keep you to the end of this storm. It shall end in praise. Nothing missing, nothing broken. For you, your family, and your loved ones, you will see the end of the storm. The storm will not see your end. Thank you for listening to this message. This is what I have for you, particularly this season. Be strong and don't be afraid. Take good care of yourself and do have a wonderful season.